The Strand National Historic Landmark District in downtown Galveston contains one of the great collections of late 19th century commercial architecture in Texas. The architect featured most prominently is Nicholas J. Clayton. He had a lilting sense of architectural rhythm, a buoyant sense of proportion, and an infectious sense of texture and materiality. As a result, his buildings connect with people emotionally. One of the best examples of Clayton's style is a three-story office building a half a block off the Strand. Clayton designed it for H.M. Truhart, a Galveston real estate broker who specialized in Texas rural real estate. The narrow street front of the Truhart building is divided into threes, three floors up, three bays across. Clayton used brick in a variety of colors, limestone ornament, and cast iron structural columns and channels to turn the front of the building into a three-dimensional tapestry. The proportional interplay between different materials, between the same material arranged in different colors or patterns, and between solid wall and window openings animate the facade. It's as though the architecture were telling a story, or humming a melody. The relationships are dense and complex, yet the facade's three-part frame remains concise and clear. Clayton seemed to have it both ways, classical simplicity and romantic intensity. He repeated these practices in other buildings on the Strand. His influence was so widespread that the late Houston architect Howard Barnstone, who wrote a book about Galveston, called the late 19th century the Clayton era in the seaport city. In the mid-1970s, the Junior League of Galveston County rescued the Truhart building from decline, assisted by Taft Architects of Houston, who restored the building's colors. It was one of the pioneer acts of historic preservation that has helped revive the Strand Historic District.